Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Russian declared 10-hour humanitarian ceasefire went into effect in Syria's embattled city of Aleppo Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebel groups in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt for public consumption. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. The United Nations says about 250,000 civilians are in desperate need of supplies on Aleppo's eastern side, and hundreds of others who urgently need medical care are also in need to be evacuated. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrest of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, Parliament's second biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. U.S. officials say an American military trainer was shot dead and 2 others critically injured by Jordanian security forces in a gun battle at an airbase Friday, correcting an earlier statement by the Jordanian military that 2 Americans had been killed. Jordan's military says the trainers were in a car that failed to stop at the gate of the Al Jafar airbase in southern Jordan. A Jordanian officer was wounded in the gunfire. Jordan receives financial assistance from the United States and is a key ally, being a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in neighboring Syria and Iraq. This is VOA News. In the U.S., the presidential candidates from both major parties and their surrogates are campaigning heavily.